With us now, also from Baghdad, is Safwat Rashid. He's a Kurd and a member of the Iraqi Electoral Commission, which organized the historic elections back in January. And Mr. Rashid, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Now, after those elections in January, there was great euphoria after the large participation in those elections. Now, deep divisions exist between Iraqi Sunnis, Kurds, and Shiites. Are you disappointed that in those months there has been this deep political divide?
Well, as you know, Iraq is a multiple ethnic, religious, sectarian groups, and they have been living together for hundreds of years. I think that it is very normal for each group to demand for Kurds, for their national rights, for the religious group.
The Kurds preside over the oil-rich northern part of the country, and that has been a source of contention amongst the Sunnis in the south. What are the Kurds willing to give up in exchange for national unity?
Actually, the Kurds have been asking to share in power and also in the wealth of the many. And starting the argument by saying that as a unique or separate ethnic group, they have all the right for self-determination. That means to create an independent state of their own. But they are waiving that to settle down in a federal state and to share with the other ethnic and religious group the future of Iraq.
So they are waiving their rights, you're saying, to an independent state?
For the time being, yes, they are doing that.
Some people are saying that Iraq is in the midst of a civil war. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree. And I think even if they fail to reach an agreement, let us say today, on the Constitution, and even if the National Assembly to be dissolved, that wouldn't mean necessarily a civil war, because they have seen a lot of wars, and now there is wisdom enough to give themselves more time for negotiations and to get in terms with each other.
Safwat Rashid is a Kurd and a member of the Iraqi Electoral Commission, which organized last January's democratic elections. He spoke to us from Baghdad. And Mr. Rashid, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.